Nah, I don't really mix graph and relationship and that, because they're just like normal people, innit? They're not gonna understand
civilians.
It. Just, yeah, literally that, bro. It's gonna seem like some crazy person, bro. Like, yeah. Stop doing what I'm doing to plan to go somewhere to basically vandalize someone's property, take a picture, come home, and pretend nothing happened. The Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
Street Culture TV.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Oh shit, it's going down. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready to send this one up? Let's have it. Killer Keller podcast live and direct, central London. Central as you need to be, choose to be. You're working accordingly. There's nowhere else you need to be but here. Big shout out to all the sharers and carers. People have been spotting us from the day jump. 500 plus podcasts. We're getting on with it. We're getting on in our age. And if you want more of that timeless classic, you go to Kellervision app, free download iPhone, Android for your street culture sports. Furthermore, with a ton of archive on the Kellervision YouTube channel. That's what it's all about. House sponsors the mighty GK Nifty Heads have a massive 100,000 play-to-earn NFTs to give away to the streets. Just hit the link in the description or go to gkniftyheads.com and get ready for Hodder Wars Summer 2024. Inside the house, we have a gentleman that very much keeps himself to himself in the North Wheezy region of London. It goes without saying, with a flurry of friends and contributors that he collaborates with. Big shout-out, Meegs inside the place. Goes by the name of Tank. How are we, sir?
Yes, my brother, you're right.
I'm good. It's your first time on the mic, right?
Yeah, man.
How you feeling, my brother? How's it going? How you been?
All good, man. Same old, just different day, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of surprising people out there that are going to see you having a conversation, because you're a man of very, very small words. You let your talent do the talking, right?
Yeah, man. I don't really mix and dabble, and I keep myself to myself, innit?
How is that? How come?
I don't know. I just don't mix in that the graph world, innit? I've always done it, but I don't know. I'm from I don't even know how to explain it. More of like the dark side of the street life, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
I'm not really 100% graph. I'm just more on the roads. Yeah. So then I just don't really mix like that, innit? No. I don't know how to explain it, man.
Is that a kind of block? I'm getting deep now, but is that kind of a block that you put and measure of like how much people know about you, so to speak, because of all the other things that that you're integral of?
Pretty much so, man. But I don't know. I just like graphing it, so I don't want to put the face to the name to the face. If that makes sense, I just keep graph to graph. And then that's pretty much it, man.
You're not the only one out there. You know, there's a lot of people that really do play true to the sport. And, you know, even for coming on the podcast, of course, we keep the anonymity at their complete discretion. But to a lot of people, it's like, yo, like, graph is, it to them, it's so guttural, so personal, so just what they do in extra time, isn't it?
You know, I don't plan to do graph. I just do it as I go along, innit? Mm. So more time is just places that I go past a lot or something like that, or I know I'm going to go past it again, so then that's where I generally catch most of my reaches, just like my day-to-day journeys and stuff like that, and I don't go out my way to do it. It's just like a part of something that I do, so more time I'll just have something on me, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I'll say this much, though. You've been moving around, I would argue, for at least the last 5 years, I've seen a lot more Tank. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've really moved forward in a very visible way. And I don't know where that comes from. I think perhaps there's a, you know, when you hit your style and you hit a certain note to what you're doing, people pick up on it a little bit more, perhaps.
Yeah, but I've been writing Tank from probably, I think, around 06.
Yeah.
But I've always come and gone and that. But yeah, probably in the last 5 years, I've probably painted a bit more than what I normally do.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I don't know.
So you never really stopped, you just kept on doing what you do?
Nah, I've never fully stopped.
No.
I just quieten and come back, and then just quieten and then come back. But I've never fully quit.
Listen, people are going to be so intrigued about your story. Let's get from the jump. So where did it all begin for you, bro? We're talking up 2006, maybe earlier?
Yeah, before that. But I started writing Tank about 06 times. But I started, like, painting at probably, like, 02, 04, something like that.
Yeah. What were you writing before? Did you ever tag before?
Nah, just writing different things and that, just experimenting, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after, I just picked Tank because I like the letters and then just run with that since then.
Yeah,
and then that was it.
And what were your influences growing up? So how old would you have been at the time when you got into graph?
I got into graph from, like, year six. Like, I was trying to do graph.
Wait, really that young?
Yeah.
They say you really got a bug.
Yeah, man, I just... From when I was getting on the trains and that, from, like, early doors, and just seeing it, and it just caught my eye. And then since then, I was trying to figure out, like, how it works and how to do it and stuff like that. And then I like drawing anyway, so then that's the road that I went down.
Yeah. So if we're talking, you must have been about 11, 12.
Yeah. I was writing from early, yeah.
Bro, that is early, bird, early.
Yeah. Like, on the walk to school and that, and just, like, school journeys and that, I was painting. And, like, after school and that, I was trying to do dubs and shit, track sides and that from, like, school times, yeah.
Who were you rolling with at the time? Was there anybody that picked up on your skill sets of an early age? Any writers, anybody out there?
No one older, you know, just people, like, around my age. Like, Meds.
Yeah, big up Meds, yeah.
And Peewits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, just writers from the ends, like, local writers and that, yeah. Who else? Crow as well.
Oh, nice. Big it up. Come on. Run these names up, man.
Brat.
It's good to hear. Brat, yes, Brat.
A few others. Yeah.
And they were on the come up around the same time as you was on the way up?
Yeah. Scatter. Uh-huh. Yeah, a few people still, yeah, from back then, yeah.
It's so sick, like, that generation of writers... You know, and being influenced in, you know, by the people that influenced a lot of people on the podcast. It, you know, North Wheezy's always had its stronghold, hasn't it? Who was out there in terms of influence, people that you were checking for?
Who influenced me, right? Otherwise,
probably
like the DDS lot, because I've got like a London style in it. Like, I just like to do straight letters and that. Yeah, probably them lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just reckon, like, the DDS style of letters, innit? Because my letters seem to be similar to that. So, I reckon that's probably what influenced me letters-wise. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much
it. That's sick. What was your first experience of real kind of, you know, on the edge of your seat graph moments? What was the thing that really, like, kicked the adrenaline and you were like, right, I'm definitely doing this?
It's from, like, school times. I don't know. There's nothing that I really thought about. It's just something that I just did, to be fair.
Mm.
Yeah, and I never thought someone was going to question me about it like that or that, do you know what I mean? So it's just something that I'd done.
Yeah.
I never thought nothing of it, to be fair.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because when you see a lot of graph, particularly in this area, I mean, when I think of North Wheezy, I think to myself, man, it's like, it's an abundance of...
Oh, yeah, and WMB and them lot like that.
Oh, yeah,
that,
come on.
Me that inspired them. Me as well, yeah.
Yo, they had it unlocked as well.
Yeah, Sidar. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of people, bro. SFL. But my memory's kind of shit, yeah, SFL. Yeah, there's too many names to mention, man.
Slam.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, these are... Big up Slam. These are dons, aren't they, from the neck of the woods?
Scan.
Yeah, Scan.
Yeah, there's a bit of people, man.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Give me the environment. Give me an environment which you grew up in. What was it like?
It was all right. Because I'm from, like, northwest, but mostly I'm in west as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I bounce from west to northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just get around, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, all around London, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. What was that like growing up?
It was all right. I don't know.
You got siblings and that. You got.
I've got siblings. Yeah.
Yeah. What did they say when you started getting into graph like that, among other things?
Not a lot, man. They've got like different walks of life, innit?
Really?
They're not. Yeah.
Like way different.
Yeah. Like normal jobs and normal things and that. Yeah. They're not onto like the road and nothing like that. Nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people find that though, don't they? You know,
mm-hmm.
They're the kind of the black sheep of the family.
So, yeah.
Yeah, did you feel that?
Nah, not really, you know.
No?
Nah, I don't, you know what it is? I don't see graph as nothing bad, man. It's just art.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, do you think, like, the impression of that has changed over time? It kind of has, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's more soft nowadays, and it's like anyone and anybody can sort of do it. But back then, it was a bit different, and people stuck more to the unwritten rules, innit?
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, those rules are kind of... They're kind of more chilled now, aren't they?
To a point. Yeah, and it's like everyone can do it, and people can go sort of anywhere, where back then you sort of couldn't go certain places, and that, man, is like different, innit?
Is that the thrill of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What about raising? Talk to me about raising. Did you raise a lot?
Early doors I did, but then as I got a bit older, other things funded my graph habits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, I don't know, it just made sense to do other things and just get the paint than just trying to get paint, yeah. If you know what I mean. It was quicker to make money and just buy the paint than waste time trying to go around to raise paint. But I did raise a lot of paint, but it was kind of shit paint. So I'd rather just buy it. But as time went past, but before, yeah, man, nice to do Wilkinson, Poundland, Homebase, Halfords, B&Q's, Wicks.
Bang,
just,
bang.
Yeah, just like standard things, innit?
Not the other good product placements that you might want to be buying and paying for.
Yeah.
Not discriminating anybody here.
That B&Q Acton one time just filled up the whole gym bag.
Yeah.
And just literally walked out. Yeah.
Really just like blew it all out. Yeah, fuck this, I'm gone.
Yeah, literally.
Two on top then.
Yeah, it weren't that big. Before it was kind of hard. You know when you're bare young, like you stick out, and then when you start touching like 20, 21 and that, it was all right, man. You can just walk in, walk out. Like, I don't know, I just don't really get noticed going into places. So, yeah, man.
But as you get older, it gets a bit harder.
Nah, it gets easier, innit, compared to, like, being a teen. Yeah, because I wouldn't look like a shoplifter, innit, so then people won't see me. I can just walk in, grab certain things and just walk out.
Yeah.
So it's all right, man.
Yeah, totally. Give me a day in the life of Tank. We'll go in a day in the life of you as a young teen. Like, how you, from raising to painting to... all those shenanigans. Give us a day in the life as a young Tank.
I don't know, man. Same shit. Literally just wheeling and dealing and that. It's like nothing special, man. Just a normal, average London day type of thing, innit?
Really? Even now? Even at this age?
Yeah, I've not changed much, unfortunately, man. I've not changed much. I'd sort of refuse to age, bruv. I'm stuck in my old ways.
Really? How old are you now?
32.
32? Yeah, it's man's younger than me, that's enough. I think some of that is London, that's city life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things you can't escape, do you know what I mean?
Yep, survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Yeah, talk to me about that.
I don't know, man. You see, a lot of things are just normal to me, innit? But to other people seeing it from the outside might seem kind of different, innit? But when there's certain things are just all you know, you don't really see it as anything, innit? Yeah, man.
Where you kind of trivialise it in your head?
No, I just don't really think, man. I'm not really like a... I think a lot, but I don't overthink. I know it's sort of cliche, it don't make no sense, but I wouldn't sit stressing, and I don't tend to stress a lot.
Really?
Nah, man.
You don't let nothing faze you?
Nope.
Really? What's the furthest you got? What's the closest you got to something phasing you? Were you just like, yo, I'm never gonna do that again?
Nah,
nothing.
Never. Nothing. Really.
Nothing bugs you.
Not a lot, man. Not
That's
really.
Crazy. That's crazy. Tell me a story about Graf more recently. Anything? Any good adventures happen?
But I've been kind of quiet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just paint here and there, but. Nothing special recently, not of this year, not 2024, nothing yet, man.
Really?
But I plan to do so.
Yeah.
I have, but nothing special yet. Yeah, man, I've probably been out painting like 2 or 3 times this year so
really?
Far. Yeah, man, I've not had the time so far.
So not even enough?
Nah, not enough, man, not enough.
What inspires you to, you know, because you're also quick with the colours as well. You're good with the colours. Like, what, do
colours, not really, you know, it's not me. It's rap. Rap is more of the colour, man, yeah. I like different sort of colour schemes. I like to pick colours that clash. Oh. And then somehow it might work, it might not, but that's what I like, when something seems like it might not work and then somehow works. That's what I like.
Do you think people lack that kind of risk-taking with their colours? Do you think they...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. I never use, like, a colour chart or try pre-pick colours or plan anything. I just like to work with whatever is there at the time.
Mm.
And then that way I'm a bit more satisfied with it, whatever it turns out to be.
Really?
Yeah.
To a lot of people, that'd be a head fuck.
Nah, I like it like really? That, man. Yeah.
You do characters too, don't you?
Yeah.
You're cool with the characters.
Yeah, I've got a couple of characters, yeah.
And you do all
That's what I need to do more this year, like colourful productions and that.
Yeah.
And characters and shit like that, yeah, man.
Yeah, because you go in differently like that.
Yeah.
What kind of characters do you mostly lean towards? Is it like a kind of DC or... DC Comics or...
No, I've got my own little character thing that I do.
Yeah.
And that's about it, man. I just try to keep it simple.
So where did you get that from?
A bit different. I don't even know, you know. I just sort of made it up. It was just like mad basic because it's just like circle and like squares and then a squiggly line for the hair sort of thing. It's like mad basic from like early doors and then... It just got a tiny bit better over the years. And literally like that, it was just trying to be mad simple.
Yeah.
So then I could do it quick and be able to repeat it quickly. So it becomes like a little reflex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad. What do your friends who ain't into graph think of you doing it?
To be honest, they think it's a waste of time. Like, people don't understand it. But where I've just got so many friends that are not into graph, I'm just sort of used to it. It's been so many years now, it's not really spoken about, innit?
Really, they're just like kind of...
It's just something that I do, literally that, man. Yeah, they're not really fazed by it. But yeah, most of them like some of the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
But I find a lot of people don't like the chromes, but I love chrome. Like,
chromes all day.
Yeah, man, just chromes.
What is it about people's attitudes with chromes and tags and that? Why so much resentment for them?
I don't know, but that's the side of graph that I like and enjoy.
Mm.
More of like the vandalism side of it. I just love like chromes.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
It always intrigues me why people can't see the value in the reach, the classic reach of putting your tag or dub somewhere really hard. Like, that's part of the thrill, isn't it?
When it's got colours and that pieces, they're more like arty, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then it's a bit more appealing to the masses than like a chrome.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people just prefer the safety net of a good kind of wild style or colour piece.
Yeah, I like letters more than the colour schemes and like the fills and that. I like the letters more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think the character also drags people into the letters as well.
Yeah. Characters make them, like, catch people's eye, innit?
Straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away, no messing. With letters, who do you rate that's got good letter style?
Vade's got sick letter style.
Who said again?
Vade.
Vade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right there.
I don't know who's new, innit? Because even Vade's been about for time, innit?
Yeah.
Do you like
the Bees Chick CBM look?
Yeah, that's a bit techie still.
Bit techie. Yeah. Vade's is techie though. Vade's got...
No, Chick is sick.
Yeah, Chick is
Bees
sick.
Bees is good, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too sure if it's the same person or not.
But they're kind of...
Because, yeah, it's all, like, collabed. It's sick, like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah...
It's a style in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, that combo. I think it's more of it become like a CBM thing now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, you know what, it's one of a couple of different styles that CBM hold, isn't it?
Like, yeah, but they sort of collab it together sometimes, but it's a crew thing, so I understand it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crept has got Cold Letters, Spat, yeah. Loads of people, man.
Spat, yeah, Crept as well. These guys are, I mean, these guys are North Weezy.
I like Crept.
Yeah.
Crept is sick.
Well, his hand style, his tag is sick.
Yeah. Just he's more all around, isn't it? Characters, styles, throw ups, yeah. Reaches, the whole lot, isn't it?
Identifiably
yeah.
His.
Yeah.
You like music?
Yeah.
What did you listen to? What did you check?
Like Blade Brown, yeah, like nice. UK rap, yeah.
UK rap fan.
Yeah, nice.
Drum bass.
Yeah, I like drum and bass and all. Yeah, I like going raving and shit. I can't lie. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
How often do you go out raving?
Popping pills and that.
Are you on that?
I've gone Brixton like a couple months ago. There's a little rave thing down there, but I try to go as much as I can still. Yeah.
Who don't like raving? You know what I mean? I always see it around. I always see it street culture as well.
Yeah, I calm down, man. I've been calming down. I like it. It's a good vibe still.
Yeah, it's a different vibe, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're a very intriguing character, T. You're very closed, yet you're very... Again, it just magnifies that you let your art do the talking. And I find that really interesting because there's some characters that actually use graph or their art as a means to convey a different side to them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Nah. I'm me, and then there's the graph.
So it's two different people?
Sort of, yeah, pretty much, man, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like mixing the... You know, do you like blurring the lines between you personally?
I don't know, you know.
Like girlfriends and shit like that? Like, do they ever see the two... The different side to you? The tank side?
Nah, I don't really mix graph and relationship and that because they're just like normal people, innit? They're not going to understand
civilians.
It. Yeah, literally that, bro. It's going to seem like some crazy person, bro. Stop doing what I'm doing to plan to go somewhere to basically vandalise someone's property, take a picture, come home and pretend nothing happened. Bro.
What's wrong with you, man?
Bro. Yeah, they'll just think I'm a fucking psychopath. No.
Do you think all women think that about writers?
Pretty much, man. I think people in the whole, man, they're not going to understand
talking it. Girlfriends,
like,
of course.
Yeah, like, why would you leave your house in the middle of the night, travel miles away to basically scribble on the wall and come back? People would never understand it, but
yeah,
I'd just do it for self-satisfaction, man.
Do you think female writers have the same problem with their boyfriends? Do you think it's a universal thing?
I would not know, bruv. Probably.
Yeah.
I've never asked, to be fair. Yeah.
But it is strange, isn't it, that people... And I often think this way. I'm like, how come you don't see the graph? Like, some people, they can be on a train and they don't even peep. They don't even...
Yeah, they
it.
Won't notice it. Yeah. It's just like something in the background, isn't it?
Yeah. How is that? How do you not notice it? Like, the whole idea is...
I don't know, but that's how you can tell graph, right, isn't it? Their eyes are, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And because of graph or other shit, I don't know, I've pretty much got fast eyes, like...
Yeah.
Or maybe from teeth or something. They just like love to scan the room and my eyes never stay still, innit?
Really?
Yeah, nah, they don't.
Does that give you anxiety?
Nah, I don't know. Nah.
Just constantly like looking around.
Bro, probably from my PTSD and that, innit? I don't know, bro. That's why I'm always like on edge and I'm always looking around.
How'd you get PTSD?
I don't fucking know, bro.
Really?
I don't know.
But you've been diagnosed with it?
Yeah. And short-term memory loss and, like, a whole leap of other shit, but...
Really?
Yeah.
So, what, you forget shit, like...
Like petty things, man, not important things. Like, sometimes when I'm having a conversation and if it goes for too long, I don't know how it really works.
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, forget what it was or what I was talking about because my mind is thinking of something else.
Well, it's good you're 40 minutes... You at least got 40 minutes of your time there.
No, it's calm.
When you consider the lifestyle of a writer, and like you say, you know, we'll look out the window as fans.
Yeah.
And then you go and practice it, you do it. Like, do you feel like this sense of paranoia? Like,
I don't
guilt?
Know, graph. No, I've never felt guilty from doing graph. No.
Not even, what if you're drunk and you're going on the way back from somewhere... And party time, I got a can of pocket and you just go hammer and tongs and you can't remember what happens the next morning?
Then I won't remember to feel guilty or not. I can't remember it. How am I going to feel guilty if I can't remember
it? But what if you walk down your road and all of a sudden you see fucking absolute shelling all down your high
street?
It's all right,
but that's why I keep the graph to the graph myself and my personal life to myself. So,
really? So you don't mix it?
They're not going to know it's me. Really? So I've got nothing to really worry about.
That's interesting.
And people that do know it's me, I doubt they're going to say anything and grass me up.
No.
Yeah, there's no reason, man. I'm normally just cool with everybody, so
yeah,
man.
Yeah, without question, you're one of the coolest cats that have been on this podcast. Without question, like, you're just sitting there waiting patiently. Do you think that's to do with the PTSD as well? Is that you know your attention span? You kind of just got to keep grounded in the moment.
Bruv, I don't know, man.
Really,
I'm not too sure, bruv.
Really. What's the future, brother? What's the future for Tank?
What, this year?
Yeah, talk to me.
We're
gonna
go
going
to go
All
City, baby.
You guys.
That's what we're doing this year.
All City, baby.
Yeah, man. More damage than that this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been holding back from January and February, right?
Yeah, I've been busy, innit? I've just had so many things, like my personal life and that. But when I get times and moments to go out and paint, I just go out and paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All City time.
Yeah, man. I've not really fully gone All City just yet. Like, I've got tags and stuff like everywhere and bits and bobs like everywhere and that, and even up and down the country, but I want to proper smash it. Yeah.
Like time to go full heart.
Yeah, like, just plan it and just fuck it up, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's way overdue. Way, way overdue.
It's funny because you as a writer, it's almost like you've built your own potential up and now you're saying, yeah, it's time for me to do this.
Yeah, it's because I don't know what it is. Life catches up with you, bills, this, that, you know what I mean? I got a kid, bare things, so I ain't really got as much time. And even when I was younger, I was just busy, like, doing this, that and the third, so I've not really had the full focus, but now I think I can make time because I've sorted out so many other things and this is what I want to do. So I reckon this year I'm going to put more time and effort into it. Yeah, man, 100%.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I think a lot of people as well, just while on the subject of, you know, finances and shit, life shit, sometimes I think particularly for people outside of London, it's hard to kind of equate how hard it is for people to be writers in London because of the prices of stuff. The general day-to-day living's really hard, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think it could be 100% legit in London, man. It just would never work out for you.
It's impossible.
Yeah, everyone dabbles in this and that, innit? So yeah. That's what I'm saying to you, man. It's just that London way of life, innit?
Yeah.
A lot of things just seem to be just the norm nowadays.
Mm.
Where maybe like 10, 20 years ago it just looked that different, but now it's just a part of life, isn't it?
Like petty crime is almost like a given to people that need to survive.
Yeah, man, it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. Petty crime has become like the norm, innit?
You see people all the time doing stuff and it's like, well, that's them. That's how
I don't see shit, man. I'm legally blind.
Apart from when it comes to graph on the trains.
I don't see shit, bro.
But when you think about, when I say petty crime, I'm also thinking of graph, shoplifting and things. But nowadays, compared to some of our bigger problems, it's almost like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like the bar's gone low. Like the threshold of people... It's not really crime in many respects, it's just survival.
Shoplifting is cool, man. If you're shoplifting from, like, big companies and corporations, bro, it's all right, man. Their shit is way overpriced. They've got mad profit margins and they've got, like, room for leakage in it because they're just a big business, so it's all right. I don't think shoplifters affect them that much. So people are, like, shoplifting petty shit, man. It's not, like, mad expensive things that they're going to be shoplifting.
Survival shit.
Yeah, man, so it's, like, petty, bro.
Yeah, if anything, it's like, well, there's a reason for why people do that. You know, it's not because they're doing it for fun entirely, you know what I mean? It's
like, yeah, they're not like shoplifting, life-changing fucking things, innit? They're not. I don't know. Fuck no. Unless they're like an expert, it's not going to be costing grand. It's probably £100, £200. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's true. A lot of it's survival.
Mm.
And again, going back to the streets, going back to city life.
Yeah.
There you have it. A to Z, right here, Tank Inside the Place. It's been a pleasure having you on, my brother.
Thanks, man.
It's been good. It's been a vibe. Killer Keller Podcast striking again with a vengeance, yeah? You can rate it, you can hate it, but don't ever underestimate it. We are like that. Crime don't pay, neither do they. You stay lucky, don't talk to an I wouldn't. Easy, Tank. Cool. Peace.